This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today to attend the 17th BRICS summit. In his social media post, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was extended a grand welcome by the Indian diaspora and the Indians working in Brazil. As has now become a custom, the people of Indian origin congregate whenever Modi travels abroad. Here also, at the hotel in Rio de Janeiro, several had gathered to enthusiastically welcome him. A group of women performed Kathak to salute our armed forces for the successful Operation Sindoor. A Brazilian group called Astra Light rendered mantras and sang a devotional song. The diaspora, wearing traditional Indian dresses, holding the national tricolor, greeted Modi with Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Modi Modi. They sang and danced to the drum beats and wished the very best to the Prime Minister. According to the local time in Brazil, tomorrow morning, the Prime Minister will begin his deliberations on the BRICS agenda and attend the bilateral meetings on the sidelines. This is the fourth visit of the Prime Minister to Brazil. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded a productive meeting with Argentine President Javier Milei yesterday. The visit marked the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The two leaders held a brief one-on-one meeting, followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. They agreed to enhance cooperation in key sectors, including trade and commerce, technology, defense, space, health and pharmaceuticals, and further deepen the strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished Tibetan spiritual leader His Holiness the Dalai Lama on his 90th birthday today in a social media post extending wishes on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians. Mr. Modi described the Dalai Lama as an enduring symbol of love, compassion, patience and moral discipline. The Prime Minister noted that Dalai Lama's message has inspired respect and admiration across all faiths. He prayed for the Dalai Lama's continued good health and long life. The Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions who laid down their lives for upholding truth, righteousness and justice in Karbala. On the occasion of Ashura, the 10th day of Muharram, Prime Minister Modi recalled the sacrifices made by Hazrat Imam Hussein. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Hazrat Imam Hussein emphasized his commitment to righteousness and inspired people to uphold truth in the face of adversity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the people on the occasion of Ashadi Ekadashi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that on this special day, prayers are offered to Bhagwan Vitthal to seek his continued blessings. He further wished that Bhagwan Vitthal would guide society towards happiness and abundance. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwest, central and northeast India during the next 5 to 6 days. The IMD said that extremely heavy rainfall is likely at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh today and in the Ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra over the next 2 days. In the United States, at least 43 people were killed and 27 children are missing following flash floods in Texas, prompting massive rescue efforts. The dead include 15 children. Many were asleep when the Guadalupe River rose more than 26 feet in less than an hour in the early hours of Friday. Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra continued his exceptional form, winning the inaugural edition of the Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025, a World Athletics gold-level event held at the Sri Kantirawa Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday evening. He secured the title with a best throw of 86.18 meters. In football, the Indian team beat host Thailand 2-1 in its fourth and final AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers Group B match at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium and qualified for next year's main event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.